This show is part of One Place, a daily network of focused briefings across the stories people follow most.
Welcome to today's Entertainment Roundup. We have a packed show today covering everything from breaking celebrity news to the latest viral moments from late-night television. Let's get right into the headlines.
Katy Price fears her husband has been kidnapped.
Will Ferrell haunts Trump as Epstein on SNL?
Demi Moore stuns in pink at Cannes premiere.
Tyson Fury's daughter Venezuela has a lavish wedding.
Chelsea Handler slams Spencer Pratt's mayoral campaign bid.
Kim Kardashian and Northwest debut matching grills.
Hayden Panettiere reveals bombshells in her new memoir.
Molly Mae Hague makes a swift private jet exit.
First, the Katy Price situation. Katy Price has shared some truly alarming news regarding her husband, Lee Andrews. In a recent YouTube update, the former glamour model revealed her fears that Lee has been kidnapped after going missing for 3 days. She claimed the last time they spoke, which was Wednesday night, he told her he had been captured in a van with his hands tied. This conversation allegedly happened as he was traveling through the Hatta border in Dubai. Since then, his phone has gone dead and his location services were turned off. Katy mentioned she has been in contact with the head of CID in Dubai, but they haven't been able to locate him yet. It is a terrifying situation for anyone to be in, especially with such specific and violent details being reported by Katy herself.
The timeline of this disappearance is quite confusing because Lee was actually supposed to join Katy for a Good Morning Britain interview on Monday. He missed his flight, claiming he had things to do but was still on his way. This all comes after a very whirlwind romance where the pair married in January after only knowing each other for 10 days. Katy has even described their relationship as a bit of a soap opera. Interestingly, she was recently seen without her wedding ring, which has led to speculation about the state of their marriage amidst this crisis. Whether this is a genuine emergency or part of the ongoing drama surrounding her personal life remains to be seen, but the claims of him being tied up in a van are certainly being taken seriously by her followers.
Next, Saturday Night Live's opener. Saturday Night Live delivered a massive surprise this weekend, with Will Ferrell returning to play the ghost of Jeffrey Epstein. In the cold open, James Austin Johnson's Donald Trump is visited by Epstein, who appears in chains like Jacob Marley from A Christmas Carol. The sketch was biting, with Ferrell's Epstein joking about Trump's approval ratings hitting the 30s, saying it was gross and to call him when they hit 17. They even sang a duet of Just the Two of Us. The dialogue was packed with dark humor, including Epstein mentioning he plays Mahjong in the afterlife with Stalin and John Wayne Gacy. It was a bold choice for the show, leaning heavily into the controversial history and associations that have followed the former president for years, all while maintaining that classic SNL satirical edge.
The sketch didn't stop at just the two of them. Ferrell's Epstein showed Trump visions of a chaotic future, featuring SNL cast members as various political figures. We saw Ashley Padilla as Christy Noem selling vacuum cleaners and Aziz Ansari as FBI Director Kash Patel hosting a podcast called The Kash Cast with Colin Jost's Pete Hegseth. The vision suggested a future where incompetence is a brand of cologne and the U.S. comes in second in a war with Iran. The most pointed moment was when Epstein suggested they should have taken more pictures together, to which Trump replied that it was actually bad they took any at all. It was a high-energy segment that used Ferrell's legendary comedic timing to tackle some very heavy political baggage, making it one of the most talked-about openings in recent months.
Now to the Cannes carpet. Demi Moore absolutely stole the show at the Cannes Film Festival during the premiere of Paper Tiger. At 63, she looked incredible in a dramatic bright pink ball gown that featured a massive bow across the front. She leaned into the theme completely, pairing the dress with matching pink bow heels and stunning diamond earrings. It was a masterclass in red carpet glamour, proving she still knows how to command a room. The premiere itself was a star-studded affair, bringing out big names like Cate Blanchett, who opted for a more understated but elegant black dress. The atmosphere was electric as the stars gathered for one of the most anticipated films of the festival. Demi's bold fashion choice was definitely the highlight of the evening, making headlines across the globe for its vibrant and playful aesthetic.
The red carpet also featured a very elegant Barbara Palvin, who is currently pregnant and was seen cradling her bump in a beautiful cream floaty dress. She was joined by her husband Dylan Sprouse, and the couple looked radiant. Other notable attendees included Love Island's Ikin Su Kocholalu and director Chloe Zhao, who wore a unique animal spotted dress with spiked shoulders. As for the film Paper Tiger, it marks a reunion for Scarlett Johansson and Adam Driver, their first since Marriage Story. The plot is a gritty crime thriller about two brothers who get caught up in a dangerous scheme involving the Russian mafia. With James Gray directing and a cast that also includes Miles Teller, the film has a lot of buzz. The premiere was the perfect blend of high fashion and high-stakes cinema, setting a high bar for the rest of the festival.
Moving to the Fury wedding, Tyson Fury's eldest daughter, Venezuela, tied the knot this weekend in a lavish ceremony on the Isle of Man. At just 16 years old, she married her 19-year-old fiancé, Noah Price, after dating for about a year. The wedding took place at the Victorian Royal Chapel of St. John's and was a massive family affair. Venezuela wore a stunning lace fishtail gown with an incredible 50-foot train. In a fun twist, she stuck to her promise of wearing white Crocs for comfort, paired with black sunglasses. Tyson was clearly moved by the event, telling reporters that it was beautiful, but noting emotionally that she is no longer a Fury. Despite some typical British drizzle, the family's spirits weren't dampened, with Tyson joking that they should have gone to Spain if they wanted guaranteed sunshine for the big day.
The scale of the wedding was truly impressive, especially the bridal party. Venezuela had a total of 18 bridesmaids, including 13 children. Among them were her younger sisters Valencia and Athena, as well as Bambi Fury. Paris Fury looked every bit the proud mother of the bride in a strapless blue gown and a matching wedding hat. The couple shared a sweet kiss outside the church as they were surrounded by their large, famous family. After the ceremony, the celebrations continued with a meal and dancing, where Venezuela took to the floor with her new husband. It was a significant milestone for the Fury clan, and the blend of traditional elegance with quirky personal touches like the Crocs made it a uniquely memorable event. It's clear the family is very close, and this wedding was a major celebration of that bond.
Next, the Handler-Pratt feud. Chelsea Handler has sparked a heated feud with Spencer Pratt over his bid to become the mayor of Los Angeles. Chelsea took to TikTok to urge her followers not to vote for the former reality star, using some very pointed language. She argued that a straight white male former reality star with no government experience should not be considered a legitimate political candidate, asking her audience if they had learned anything yet. To make her point even clearer, she flashed images of both Spencer and Donald Trump on the screen during her video. She didn't hold back, stating that the bar for political office is on the floor and that people need to jump over it. It was a classic Chelsea Handler takedown, blending political commentary with her signature blunt comedic style, and it certainly got a reaction from the target of her criticism.
Spencer Pratt was quick to fire back, as he is never one to shy away from a confrontation. He responded with a video featuring Shane Gillis from a recent Netflix roast, where Gillis joked about Chelsea attending a dinner at Jeffrey Epstein's home back in 2010. Spencer's caption was equally biting, suggesting that many people might not know who Chelsea is and offering the clip as an introduction. Chelsea has actually addressed that dinner before, explaining she went with Katie Couric and didn't stay long, but Spencer is clearly using it to undermine her credibility. Spencer is running against incumbent Mayor Karen Bass, fueled by criticism of the city's response to wildfires. Even his own sister has slammed his campaign, but he seems determined to push forward, and this public spat with Handler is only bringing more eyes to his unconventional mayoral run.
Now for the Kardashian grills. Kim Kardashian and her daughter Northwest made a splash this Mother's Day by showing off matching diamond grills. North, who is now 12, shared a post on Instagram featuring the two of them with their iced-out smiles. The grills appear to be a continuation of North's interest in bold dental accessories, as she has previously shown off shark-style grills from celebrity jeweler Johnny Dang. While Kim's Mother's Day post was more traditional, featuring a compilation of family moments and a message of gratitude to her children, the video of the matching grills really caught the internet's attention. It's a bold fashion statement that highlights the unique bond between the mother and daughter, even if it has sparked some debate among fans about whether such expensive jewelry is appropriate for a child of North's age.
Kim has been very vocal about supporting North's creativity and fashion choices. She has stated in interviews that she would never want to take that creative outlet away from her daughter because it makes her so happy. This isn't Kim's first time experimenting with grills either. She wore a set of opal and diamond ones back in 2021, Despite the criticism, Kim maintains that she is doing her best as a single mother raising four children. North's style is clearly evolving, and she's already becoming a fashion icon in her own right, often pushing boundaries just like her parents. Whether they are solid gold or encrusted with diamonds, these accessories are becoming a staple for North. It's clear that in the Kardashian household, self-expression through fashion is encouraged from a very young age, regardless of public opinion.
Next, Hayden Panettiere's memoir. Hayden Panettiere is releasing a deeply personal memoir titled This Is Me, A Reckoning, and the early excerpts are incredibly raw. She opens up about the traumatic birth of her daughter, Kaya, in 2014. Hayden reveals she was in labor for 14 hours and required 3 hours of surgery afterward because her blood wouldn't clot during the C-section. She suffered from an infection and needed 7 transfusions to survive. The experience left her feeling exhausted and disoriented, and she bravely admits that she didn't feel an instant connection with her baby. She describes the feeling of not experiencing that rush of love people always talk about, which made the task of bonding feel insurmountable at the time. It's a powerful and honest look at postpartum struggles that many women face, but few celebrities discuss so openly.
The memoir also delves into Hayden's subsequent struggle with alcoholism. She explains that while she once had a high tolerance, her relationship with drink changed drastically after Kaya was born. She recounts a harrowing moment of waking up at 6 a.m. and feeling like she needed a drink just to function and get to work. This realization that she was becoming dependent on alcohol was a turning point, leading her to seek treatment for the first time. The book, which hits shelves on May 19th, promises to cover the highs and lows of her career and personal life with unflinching honesty. By sharing these bombshells, Hayden is shedding light on the darker side of fame and the very real human challenges she has overcome. It's set to be a very impactful read for fans and anyone interested in her journey.
Finally, Molly Mae's quick exit. Molly Mae Haig attended the Fury wedding this weekend, but made a very swift exit before the evening festivities really kicked off. The influencer, who was heavily pregnant with her second child, jetted out of the Isle of Man on a private jet around 6 p.m. The charter, which reportedly cost around £15,000 for the day, allowed her to get home quickly with her daughter Bambi. Molly Mae chose a non-traditional wedding guest outfit, wearing black trousers and a sheer black top that showed off her baby bump. She was seen being a doting mom, cuddling Bambi, who served as one of the 18 bridesmaids. It seems the late-night partying wasn't on the cards for her, likely due to how close she is to her due date. Her priority was clearly getting back to Manchester for some much-needed rest.
One notable absence at the wedding was Molly Mae's partner, Tommy Fury. While his brother Tyson was there celebrating his daughter's big day, Tommy was nowhere to be seen. It hasn't been confirmed why he missed the event, but Molly Mae seemed to handle the day just fine with her sister Zoe by her side. She was seen smiling and greeting other guests outside the chapel, looking radiant despite the overcast weather. The use of a private jet for such a short trip highlights the level of luxury the family operates in, covering everything from the crew to landing fees at the local airport. Even though she left early, Molly Mae made sure to support the family and ensure Bambi could fulfill her bridesmaid duties. It was a whirlwind trip for her, but one that certainly didn't lack in style or expense.
That's our show for today. Thanks for joining us for this entertainment briefing. We'll be back tomorrow with more updates on the stories you care about most. Have a great day.